And now it's time for the Sports Kings from Queens.
Hello, everyone. Today is Sunday, December 3rd. This is a special edition of the Sports Kings from Queens podcast. We're talking about the College Football Playoff Selection Show. That happened this afternoon. I'm Gino. I'm here with Kevin. I'm here with Darren. Listen to us anyway. You get your podcast, like and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook. We got some good posts going on today with all the selections. We're going to talk about everything going on. We're going to break it down. Guys, we haven't talked about this yet today, the three of us. This afternoon it got announced. The Final Four was selected. Michigan 1, Washington 2, Texas 3, Alabama 4. This left Florida State on the outside looking in, despite a 13-0 record and an ACC title. Listen, the committee basically said that a big reason that they were left out was because of quarterback Heisman hopeful Jordan Travis's season-ending leg injury. Let's get into it a little bit. I don't know. What do you want? Do you want to just go around?
Yeah,
let's talk about it. What do you guys think? Talk to me.
The committee got it 1,000% wrong.
Okay.
This is an absolute joke. Don't even bother playing the damn season if you're going to pick teams that you want to be in the Final Four. Nothing more than Florida State could do. They went out there. You want to schedule tough? All right. We scheduled two SEC teams. Neither one at home. They beat LSU on the neutral site. They beat Florida in the swamp. They did what they needed to do in the conference. They were undefeated in the conference. They won the conference championship game. They went 13-0. There was nothing more they could do. They were a Power 5 champion. They were undefeated. They need to be playing in the Final Four. It is absolute bull that they are not included in the top four. There's no way that you can look to the Florida State people, the Florida State players, and say, you do not deserve to go. There's nothing they did wrong. They should be in the Final Four.
They deserve to go, Kev. Unfortunately, there were five teams that deserve to go. That's the problem here. Well, there were five teams that deserve to go.
Well, two of them lost. Florida State did not lose.
But the quarterback is gone, Kev.
Who cares? So you got to predict what happens.
I care.
You got to predict. So Jalen Milroe between now and January 1st can go out there and practice, break a leg. We're going to predict things that happen?
I care because right now they are not one of the top four teams in the country. Right now they are not one of the top four teams in the country.
If they were deserving,
you would have a great point.
To me, they get more of the benefit of the doubt. They went in there with a third-string quarterback, a true freshman who had thrown four passes all year, and they still found a way to beat what was number 12 in the college football power rankings before the state.
They couldn't generate offense because their quarterback
They did what they had to do to win. They had enough defense to shut down an opponent and go out there and win.
Not enough. Not with your quarterback out. Darren?
I'm going to disagree with you first of all, Gino. Seven teams have an argument to get into this playoff. Not five. Seven.
Oh, great.
And you're going to tell me Ohio State embarrassed themselves by losing at Michigan? You lose me there. You're going to tell me the defending champ by losing by three because they missed a field goal, they got pushed back on a false start, that they didn't deserve to have an opportunity? Seven teams had a chance to go into this thing, not five. Number two.
Yes. Seven teams.
No. Seven teams legitimately deserved it and in past years probably would have gotten in. Okay? Secondly, all you could do is go undefeated in your league. Now, my question to you is, do you think Florida State recruits kids that can't play? Do you think Florida State doesn't get backup quarterbacks and third-string quarterbacks that if they're given a full month to prepare would have no chance of being exceptional? They're taking bottom-of-the-barrel two-star players, or are they getting the four-star guys? This is Florida State, Gino. This is not like Tulane made a magical run. They lost their quarterback.
I do not know what they're going to look like in 4 weeks. All I can go by is what they look like right now.
So what do we think of Texas when they won 31-24 at Houston? and they scored late. What did we think of Texas when they won 33-30 against Kansas State? What did we think of Texas when they won 29-26 at TCU? What did we think of Texas when they won 26-16 at Iowa State? What did we think of Texas? Did we think they were world beaters because they beat the crap out of a bad Texas Tech team and Oklahoma State was limping in down the stretch? Now they're great. Now they're great. Now Texas is great. Now Texas is great. Go ahead.
I want to just make a clarification, okay? And that is this morning, before the selection happened, we posted who we thought would get in, and I posted Florida State. I did post Florida State.
Kevin had Texas. Kevin was the one.
Okay. But I did put a comment below that that said if I was on the committee and an undefeated record didn't matter, I would put Texas in over Florida State. Just a clarification, because I did have them in. So, that is who I thought was going to get in. But if you're going to tell me that the undefeated record doesn't mean anything and we're going to take the top four teams as it is right now, then they're not one of the top four teams.
Here's my question. One more point, Kev. So – And I think this team should be in before everybody jumps down my throat. So how good is Oregon? Because that's all that Washington beat. How good is Oregon?
They're very good.
How good is Oregon, all right? They beat a Michigan State team that was bottom of the barrel. They struggled against Arizona. They struggled against Arizona State. They escaped against Oregon State. They squeaked by Washington State, who didn't even make a bowl. How good is Oregon? Because Washington won by three twice against Oregon, and that's the win. Those are the wins that you're saying are better than Florida State wins. I am too, by the way. But the fact of the matter is, you can't make a big discerning difference between those two teams at undefeated. You really can't. So they didn't beat anybody great. Florida State beat LSU. We know how good they are, Kev.
So what happens if last weekend – Alabama does not make a miracle fourth and goal from the 31. How many times is it going to happen? One out of 100?
Then they're not playing on Championship Saturday.
Yes, they would have been. Yes, they would have been playing Championship Saturday. They would have been playing yesterday against Georgia. They already clinched.
They already clinched their division, bud.
They would have been playing Georgia yesterday and would have beaten Georgia.
To me, and I said this last week, to me, Michigan was in. The winner of Washington, Oregon was in. The winner of Alabama, Georgia was in. And the fourth team was up for grabs. That's the way I said it, okay? Listen, things just went that way by coincidence. But that's the way – when we talked about it last week on the podcast, that's the way I talked about it. Because I thought on Championship Saturday, those were the teams that had a chance to get in. Right there. You win, you're in. Washington, you win, you're in. Oregon wins, they're in. Alabama wins, they're in. Georgia wins, they're in. To me, there was no doubt about those two. And Michigan, to me, was in because I didn't know how the hell Iowa had any chance of beating them. So those three, to me, were in. The fourth team was up for grabs. Unfortunately, both Florida State and Texas won. So you got to make a decision between those two. That's it.
The committee didn't make a decision between those two. The committee had Texas clearly in. They made a decision between Alabama and Florida State.
I know.
Here's my question. Ohio State, who we all dismiss because they lost a road game on a late pick inside the 20. The throw was inside the 20. They released it about the 35. They won at Notre Dame. They beat Penn State. Those are pretty good wins, no? I think that they're pretty good wins, but we dismiss this team like it's nothing. Meanwhile, I'm really trying to find the great wins from Washington. I'm trying to find the great wins from Texas.
But I can't.
And I don't see them.
I can't dismiss these
Texas
other teams.
Beat Alabama. I give them that.
I'm not dismissing them. The fact is, going into Saturday, all those teams had a chance to win. They won. They made their claim to get in, okay? At the same time, Texas won and made their claim to get in, and Florida State made their claim to get in. And at the end of the day, they were down to five teams this morning. Before they announced it, those were the five that were left. I'm not discounting
Georgia.
Did you
think Georgia was definitely done? Because I didn't. I didn't think Georgia was done.
Well, I did. I definitely did.
Why? Because you don't want a two-time defending champ to be out there to be able to defend that title with the same number of losses as the other teams? Because they lost by a field goal?
No, because everybody else won, Darren, because everybody else won. Had Florida State lost, had Texas lost, then, yes, Georgia could have made their claim to one of those spots, but everybody else won.
Is Texas better than Georgia on the field?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know because that's not what we were talking about. This morning,
this is what I'm talking about. We want the four teams, right? So if you're going to tell me Texas is fine, are they better than Georgia if they play? Are they better than Ohio State if they play?
Georgia had a chance to stake their claim yesterday and didn't win.
I know they didn't win.
Well, that to me, Florida that's
State,
it.
Florida me, State did win, it. Though.
I understand, but to State me, that, did I stake understand. Their claim. Listen, I agree
Florida
with you, Barry.
Florida State's supposed to win.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. Unfortunately, you also had another team that won.
A team with one loss.
I agree, but that's what it was.
Florida State
actually lost. Two teams with one loss.
I'm sorry, Kev. Florida State played the 55th best schedule. Let's take it easy with they never lost, okay? I get it.
The SEC is far superior. The ACC beat the SEC head-to-head this year.
I can't go by that. It's garbage teams against garbage teams. Who the hell knows?
Florida State beat LSU is a garbage team, right?
I didn't see LSU.
Texas beat beside Alabama, Gino. Gino, Texas has one good win. They have one.
Darren, I'm not disputing.
They have one
their wins, Darren. This morning, who were your five teams, Darren? Because were you down to five teams or were you down to six teams this morning?
I was at six. I still had Georgia in consideration.
Okay, so this morning
I had Florida State in and Texas out because I reward the teams that are undefeated.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. It seems like you do.
No, I don't. Except the decision to take one of these teams over somebody else, that's what it came down to. They couldn't put five teams in. They couldn't put six teams in. They had to go to four. So if you're getting down to four and you know Michigan's in and you decided already that the winner of Washington-Oregon was getting in,
all right.
And so if you already decided that the winner of Alabama and Georgia's getting in, you're down to one spot left. So who are you taking? If you tell me you took Florida State over Texas, I have no problem with it. If you tell me you take Texas over Florida State, I have no problem with it. But that's where, to me, that's where we're at.
So a little lesser thing here, but when they're looking at the New Year's Six Bowl games and they're trying to figure out the Power Five conference team to take, and you were matching up SMU and Liberty. Liberty played the 133rd strength of schedule out of 133 teams. SMU is far better than that. SMU had a better FPI. SMU outscored their opponents by more. SMU had more wins against top 60 than Liberty. They took Liberty because Liberty kept winning. So by the same token, Florida State kept winning. They should be in.
Gino, just to give you a point, Texas is my seven, okay?
Okay.
Texas is my seven. They're not even six, and they're not even five. They didn't beat anybody except for a road win at Alabama. I know it's a great win, but they beat nobody else. If you're going to tell me the Big 12 is a good league.
I didn't say they're a good league.
You saw the championship. You saw the championship game yesterday. Oklahoma State didn't show up.
I had three teams in this morning, and the fourth I was deciding between Texas and Florida State. That's what I was deciding upon. That's it. The Big 12 winner against the ACC winner. That's it.
Yeah,
it happened. It just so happens that's who they selected. When we talked about it, I have Florida State in because they were undefeated. However, you look at it, it went the other way. I don't think it's that big of a travesty. I got to tell you right now.
I'm not calling it a travesty. I'm calling it the selection.
The selection. I don't think the selection is that big of a travesty.
They're wrong.
I don't.
Well, here's the thing, though. When you look at these teams, if Jordan Travis was there,
I think this is a whole different argument.
If Jordan Travis is there and they didn't get in, it would have been a crime. But the fact is that they're using a little, last year we had a blowout in the championship game. And that might be what they're afraid of. I get it. But the simple fact of the matter is winning at Clemson is still not easy to do. Beating LSU is still on a neutral field, still not easy to do. Winning your two rivalry games, Miami and Florida, still not easy to do. I think that the committee just, is saying, well, I don't think that this team is going to produce enough offense. I'm sorry, how good did Michigan look offensively yesterday? Did anybody really think their offense really dominated the Iowa team?
Their touchdown drives of 5 yards and 6 yards?
Yeah, I don't think they really did anything. So if we're going to talk about offense, J.J. McCarthy doesn't do anything.
You guys think they got three or four teams right?
Florida State, with two backup quarterbacks, has had more passing yards than Michigan in the last 2 weeks. Look it up.
Do you think the selection committee got three of the four top teams right?
I do.
I do.
Okay, so we're arguing about one spot. That's what we're arguing about.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to make one point.
Are we arguing Michigan getting in?
No.
Are we arguing Washington getting in?
To me, no.
I don't. Washington's a little. I'm glad they got in, and it wasn't a Pac-12 anti-bias type thing. But Washington, their only wins are Oregon, and we don't know how good Oregon is because we don't know how good the Pac-12 is because USC got blown out by Notre Dame. I'm just saying.
Do you think Washington was in?
I had them in, but I only had them in because they were undefeated in conference the same way I have Florida State. I don't rate Washington higher than Florida State.
Did both of you have Alabama in?
No.
Yes. I did. No. He did.
Okay.
Because to me, if I'm putting Florida State in, that leaves one spot. And Texas beat Alabama. Alabama beat Georgia. To me, results on the field matter just as much as anything else.
Okay.
And that's why I had Texas as my fourth.
I based on the way this season played out, I can't imagine the SEC champion not getting in. Either one of them. I can't imagine it not happening. Georgia was the number one team in the country.
They both have a loss.
They have losses.
But I know you guys are more old school with this undefeated thing than I am, so I get it. But you know, to me, the one loss is not. It doesn't do much to me. Because Florida State didn't play the same schedule as everybody else. So I don't know how good all the rest of their wins or losses are. At 13,
dude, I have no idea how Georgia, Alabama, Washington, Michigan, how any of those teams do if they play at Clemson. I don't know how they do.
All right.
I'm being honest. I don't know if they beat LSU on a neutral field. I don't know that. But here's where the NCAA is completely screwed up. This is where the NCAA blew it. They went from four teams to 12 teams, and this argument will never happen again. This will never happen again because if you're going to sit there and think there's going to be this kind of passion over 12 versus 13, you're crazy. Listen, we watch the NCAA basketball tournament, and it's exciting for the bubble teams and the, you know, and stuff like that because it's a totally different game, and they make it a random thing on the court, and we love it, and it's great and all that type of stuff. And it just comes down to bubble teams and there's arguments and they should have been in, they shouldn't have been in. But it wouldn't have this passion. We have an undefeated Big Five champion, Big Five conference champion that has been excluded simply because they don't like the backup quarterback, the third string quarterback, how he looked in a game where he had a week to practice, basically.
A third string who won't be playing the championship game.
No, because the other backup kid will be playing. Off. I mean, so that's where, I mean, A, they screw it up by going to 12. I mean, if you wanted to tell me they were going to up it to six teams, I might get it, you know, but 12 teams is like, is pathetic. Eight would be the high. I would have went six.
I'd say had eight.
A top I would two have, and then three, six, four, five. You know, I would have had it that way.
I'd go with the five conference champions. I'd go the group of five winner, just get underdog in there and two wild cards. That would be how I would do it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, do you really think Liberty wouldn't embarrass themselves in this game?
Oh, they would. But why not give them a chance?
I don't know. In football, it gets to be ugly. It becomes unwatchable. Basketball teams can hang around for a little while. Football becomes unwatchable when it happens. So, Gino, you agree. So in your four right now, not what the committee did, what Gino did, you think that Alabama and Texas should have been taken above Florida State and Washington?
Yes.
Yes. And you think Washington is head over heels above Florida State despite both teams winning their conferences?
No. No.
Why is Washington so safe then? Why is Washington so safe?
Because Washington had their chance to beat Oregon and get in, and they did it. And once they did that, they're in. It was
Florida State beat Louisville.
And Oregon was the five. Once they did that,
Florida State beat the 12.
I know.
So you're saying that I'm confused.
Okay.
How is Washington in what they're doing there, what they're supposed to do, and Florida State not for doing what they're supposed to do?
Florida State is a different team than they've been throughout the 13-0.
Okay.
This is not the same team that went 13-0. And you saw it offensively. They're just not the same.
So the So the Washington team that won 15-7 against Arizona State. You saw the same an Arizona State team that finished second to the bottom in the Pac-12.
You can go through the whole schedule, Darren.
Survive the Apple Cup.
But my case at Washington is
at home.
They played
the
title game against Oregon, and the winner of that game was getting in. To me, that was indisputable.
So here's the thing: if Oregon beat Washington,
you could dispute it all you want. But to me, that was done. They won.
So
if
Oregon beat Washington, Oregon would have been in, no matter what.
Absolutely.
You think yes. Oregon would have been a lock to be over Georgia and over Florida State?
Michigan, if Oregon would have won, it would have been Michigan, Oregon, and Alabama, and a fourth team. Exactly. I told you that last week.
Yeah, but I don't get your rationale because you go back and forth.
I'm not going back and forth. They said the same thing over and over and over, Darren.
You're saying they're not the same team. How are they not the same team? They keep winning because the one player's not playing. Don't think that the team has enough talent.
Come on, Darren. It's not a left guard. This is the quarterback of the team. This is a Heisman Trophy finalist. Let's not make it seem like it's a second string safety that's out four games. Come on.
These are the seven teams. These are the seven teams defensively. Alabama gave up 200.
I don't care.
I don't care if you don't care. I'm making a point because their strength is on the defensive side of the ball, Gino.
Listen, you're going down
the state. That's why you don't care because you don't know the team.
With me, you're going down the wrong road. To me, I had three teams in.
I'm going to make a point.
I have three teams in. The only thing you can argue is it should be Texas or should it be Florida State? That's it. Anything else you want to bring up, I'm going to dismiss because I already told you how I came to my four.
Now, I'm going to make a point for everybody that's listening. I don't really care what you think. Alabama, 239 points against. Georgia gave up 216 points this year. Washington gave up 307 points this year. Texas gave up 228 points this year. Ohio State gave up 132 points this year. One less game than Florida State. Florida State gave up 136 points. So you're going to tell me the strength of Florida State has been their offense all year. Hasn't been the defense, which nobody's out for. This team has played better defense than every team except Michigan, who beat up on crap early in the season and made their defense look a little stronger than it was. So I don't want to hear it. They beat an Iowa team that didn't have an offense that was under 8 weeks in a row in the championship game. So you're going to tell me that a team that's dominant on defense, team that's identity is defense. Say what you want about Travis. The team's identity is defense. Their defense is better than every other team that I mentioned, except for maybe Michigan. It's a toss-up. And you're going to tell me
that
the quarterback isn't there, their defense, which is the strength of the squad, doesn't mean anything.
They are so dominant.
I'm not talking about a backup safety, by the way, Gino. I'm talking about a starting 11.
How come you didn't have them in your top three? If they're so good, Darren, how come you didn't have them in your top three? We just went through this.
How come you didn't have them in my top three? I'm confused what you're saying.
When we started this argument, I asked you, do you think Michigan was getting in? Yes. Do you think Washington was getting in? Yes. Do you think that Alabama was getting in? Yes. So you were down to the same fourth team. So
I had Alabama as the four, Gino.
Alabama, Texas
was my four. I had Florida State in above Alabama.
I did too.
Why? Because I wrote in a different order.
Your name was Texas.
I didn't have Texas in, but I had Florida State above Alabama. Alabama was my four.
All right, that's fine. But you still have one team, the same team that we're arguing. The team you're arguing is Florida State now and Texas. That's a team that you didn't have in. That's a team I didn't have in. I had Florida State in this morning.
Then why are you so passionate the other way?
Because I don't, for me, and I said this in the post, I don't think that the undefeated record means that much that you should preclude Texas from getting in. And if that's the way the committee feels, I have no problem with it.
So next year, preseason, let's pick the 12 teams that are eligible for the playoff right from the game one.
Well, they got to win. Don't they have to win?
Preseason? No, no, it doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter if you win or not. It really doesn't matter what you do on the field. It doesn't matter what you do on the field.
These aren't five-win teams, Kev. These aren't five-win teams. Let's not be stupid. Come on.
I'm not being stupid. You are. I'm not being stupid.
You're punishing a conference champion.
We are basically having an argument about a 12-1 team and a 13-0 team and another 12-1 team. That's what we're arguing about. We're not arguing about a six-win team, Kev. It's not preseason. Come on.
But the same point. Florida State went out there and did what they had to do to make the tournament.
Absolutely not. Okay, but they didn't have five spots, so they didn't get in.
But they should have been in. They should have been in.
Okay, great. In your opinion, they should have been in. We know.
I have Texas as my seven. I don't even have them. They have them as a three. I think that's a disgrace. The Big 12's a joke. It's worse than the ACC top to bottom. Sorry, it is.
But what, once the committee came up, let me ask you this, though, Darren. Once the committee came up with their top four, do you think they purposely put Texas three, Alabama four, because Texas beat Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
You think that had anything to do with it?
They've done it every ranking. So they
Okay.
So what happens on the field matters there. It just doesn't matter.
So maybe it wasn't. So maybe they didn't have them at the three. They really didn't have them ranked at the three, Darren. It was just that they had them ranked over Alabama, so they made them the three and Bama the four.
Doesn't matter. They gave them the three, which means that's what they ranked.
I get it.
What I'm saying is you're taking a team with a defensive identity that didn't lose a game. Yes, I know the quarterback's out. It doesn't matter to me. It just doesn't matter. I think that you're punishing a team saying, you know, why'd you even bother playing the championship game? We were never going to give you a chance to get in anyway.
Well, that's what I take from Texas would have lost, they would have gotten in.
Did you see the opponent Texas had? They didn't show up.
So they did have to play that game.
Did Oklahoma State even show up? No, Texas had already won by then, and so had Alabama. They could have just canceled the Florida State game. Why bother? The game was 8:15.
Okay.
All right. Game is over. Okay. Unless you thought Iowa was going to roll. Unless you thought Iowa was going to put up 14 last night. Give Michigan a battle.
I didn't, but, you know, other people either. May have.
I thought that they would cover. I thought they'd score 3 points, but they didn't do it for them.
you want to review the Saturday results? Is it even worth it?
Let's knock them out.
Go ahead.
No, you have the scores in front of you. Moderate. Lead away.
All right. Michigan beat Iowa 26-0 in the Big Ten final, Darren.
Well, I mean, listen, it was a joke. Now it's over. They're not doing East-West anymore, thank God. Because the final, what we're going to see for the next few years is Michigan versus Ohio State in the final. They might play 3 weeks in a row, two if they both make the playoff as well, with 12 teams getting in, which, again, is a joke. Iowa has no offense. They turned the ball over. Michigan's two scoring drives, I've been pointed out before, were both under 10 yards. Their two touchdown drives. They really didn't do anything offensively. Iowa's D is really good. You feel worse for them than you feel for the Jets defense. That's how bad. That Iowa defense is actually legitimately really, really good.
Okay, Pac-10 final. Washington beat Oregon 34-31 Friday night, Darren.
I thought Washington came out rolling, and then Oregon kind of found their way back, but as the game got later on, Penix was throwing dimes out there. I thought he looked really good. Thought the game was very entertaining. Kev?
Yeah, the difference was, you know, Oregon had that, you know, end of first half, beginning of second half to get those 14 straight points there to get back into the game. But Washington recovered nicely. And like you said, Penix throwing off his back foot was throwing better passes than Bo Nix.
Yeah, he was dynamic in that game.
Yeah. Texas beat Oklahoma State 49-21 in the Big 12 final.
I mean, that game wasn't even as close as that score indicated. They had an interception, gave them the ball inside the five. Oklahoma State, you know, they came out a little bit aggressive, but they really Texas was clicking the last 2 weeks. They were clicking the last 2 weeks.
Alabama beat Georgia 27-24.
Game of the weekend, right? I mean, hard to sit there and not want to watch these two teams play each other. I feel like if they play 10 times, it'd probably go 5-5. I mean, I think it's really close. I mean, a couple of, you know, Beck fumbling late really hurt them, gave Alabama that score and the missed field goal because of the 50-yarder. It was a 45-yarder. They had the offensive penalty, pushed them back 5 yards, missed it. Pretty much the difference. You know,
is that the one that went off the post?
Yeah.
That was,
right? So, right? Wasn't it off the post? I think it was. I'm trying to remember now. Yeah. I watched a lot of football this weekend.
I know, me too. But,
yeah.
And Florida beat Louisville 16-6.
Listen, like you said, not an impressive offensive performance by Florida State, but they held a Louisville team that was really good all season offensively under 200 yards. That's what that's the hallmark of the team. The team is a defensive team. Even though Travis is dynamic, and he is, I'm not trying to take anything away from Travis because he's a great player. But Florida State was built on defense, and I think their defense would have traveled and played anybody and given them fits. Again, we don't know how the offense would have performed with the backup quarterbacks, but I think they deserve the chance to show it. Kev?
Yeah, I mean, Daniels, to me, with him being – not Daniels, Travis being out, it's not like you're losing the Heisman winner.
I agree.
Excellent quarterback, but, you know, he's not one of the top quarterbacks in the country. I would have been interested to see, you know, especially with Rodemaker in there, at least to see what the backup could have done.
Okay, we finished I finished 32-13-2, Darren at 29-16-2, Kev at 20-23-4. We were at 57%. We were 81-52-8 on the season. We got 42 bowl games coming up. We'll be posting them online as they come up, like we did last year.
We have one more game before the postseason happens.
Army Navy. We should make the pick now. No, I'm rooting for Army, so it doesn't matter.
I don't care what the spread is. I'm taking Army.
And unfortunately for both Naval Academy and the cadets, you have to have 6 wins before the bowls are announced to get in. So one of these teams will finish with 6 wins, yet 5 win Minnesota gets a bowl, and 6 win Army or Navy does not.
another travesty.
Just one of those things, but that's the way they set this game up. They want it to be unique, and that's the way it works. Anything else, Jake?
No, I'm good. Any comments, guys?
And Oklahoma, the highest rated team not to be in the bowl in the New Year's Day 6.
Yeah, they were the 12, but they gave the spot to Liberty, right?
Actually, in the rankings, they were the 12. You mean to tell me they're not better than Penn State? Penn State, that who can't beat Michigan, who can't beat Ohio State, can be a bunch of cupcakes.
Penn State can't beat anybody good.
No.
It's just the way it works. You have some pretty good New Year's, six bowls and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's at the same time, it's not the the playoff going to 12 is a joke. It just ruined this. This is a legit argument because you can make it. We all skip Ohio State. You can make an argument for all 7 teams. To be honest with you, Ohio State won at Notre Dame. It's as good a win as anybody has. You know, I mean, being on. Night game, Saturday night game under the lights at Notre Dame is not a game that anybody wants to play. Ohio State, I didn't think they should have won it, but they did. But now it's, I don't know. They've made it to 12, and it's not going to be, it's not going to have any interest anymore like this.
No.
But anyway, anything else, boys, before I wrap it up?
And the New Year's 6, you know what? Yep. 3 games on New Year's Day, the 3 leading up to it. I miss the old days of New Year's Day being packed.
Yeah, I do too. I don't like the way they do it now. Listen, I get it when it falls on a Sunday and it gets a little confusing.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you know, it should be wall-to-wall bowl games all day.
I loved waking up at 11 a.m. watching the Citrus Bowl at 11 the Cotton Bowl at 11 a.m. starting my day.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just a different world now. And then it's all about trying to spread things out. Nobody cares about the Cure Bowl on December 16th or the New Mexico Bowl on December 19th. Play all the games, from the 20th to the 1st and call it a day.
Yep.
They weaken themselves. They want too many days, and nobody even shows up. You watch those games, there's nobody in the stands. It's like,
there's like 500 people.
Yeah, there's nobody there. It's freaking ridiculous. But, you know, this is what it is. So Gino thinks they got it right, and that's cool. Kevin and I disagree. Yep. Kevin would have had Texas in. I would have Texas in is still as well with Florida State. I would have had Alabama in with Florida State. Gino might have had Florida State in, but he felt at the last minute that Texas and Alabama were the better choices for better games. So that's where we sit. If you have any opinion on this when you listen to the show, write us. Tell me I'm a jackass. I don't care. Comment. Download the show. Tell everybody about it. Download the podcast anywhere you get your podcast, whether it be an Apple product or TuneIn or Spotify. You know, we're going to be posting a ton of stuff on college football all the way through. All the bowls in the championship game. So please comment on that, you know, share it and let us know what you're thinking, who you think's going to win. And without any further ado for this quick NCAA Did They Get It Right episode, may your sports be with you.